Hello and welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Today we're talking about $6,000 Bitcoin. That's correct. There were some folks who just recently bought Bitcoin for $6,000, but there's a catch. Now this article comes to us from Cointelegraph.com, written by Cyrus McNally. The title says, Exchange Demands Users Return Bitcoin Bought for $6,000 During Tech Glitch. The article begins by saying one of Southeast Asia's biggest crypto exchanges is blaming a technical glitch for the price of Bitcoin dropping down to $300,000 Philippine pesos, roughly $6,100 on February 16th. An unknown number of customers of the Philippines Digital Assets Exchange, or PDAX, managed to buy thousands of Bitcoin from the exchange at a massive discount, making them local currency billionaires on paper, at least for a few hours. Now think about that. They bought thousands of Bitcoin at a $40,000 to $45,000, maybe $50,000 discount. That's going to turn into tens of millions of dollars pretty quickly. It says the tech glitch led to a 36-hour closure, and several users continue to report remaining locked out of their accounts. Now, here's a couple little tweets. One from a gal named Michelle Crystal Ong. It says, GABA PDX price for both Bitcoin, other cryptos is anybody's guess. But one thing is for sure, these are going mainstream to see increasing interest volatility. So we need regulated exchanges. And then another person says, still unable to log in for 7 days straight now. They're trying to cover up something fishy here. I also heard from many other users that their transactions was reversed by PDX during the downtime. They're obviously lying because they still couldn't access their accounts. Well, it looks like what's going on here is an unregulated exchange. And when you get into these things, you're taking some major, major risk. Now, the article goes on and says, one user who managed to purchase Bitcoin when it dropped to 300,000 Philippine pesos from 2.4 million Philippine pesos took to Reddit to ask for opinions on whether or not they are legally required to return the Bitcoin, receiving an outpouring of mixed responses. Quote, I managed to transfer the purchased Bitcoin to another wallet outside PDAX just before they closed the trading and eventually the website, the Redditor explained in a thread on r/PHI Invest. After almost 24 hours, they sent me a demand letter and an SMS requesting me to transfer back the BTC, which was purchased well within my rights without violating any laws or regulations of the trading platform, or they may be compelled to take legal actions against me. Now, I would just interject here. This is not financial advice, but from the experience that I've had on trading platforms, at least in the United States, I'm pretty sure that in most of these, in the fine print, if there is a legitimate computer program failure of some sort, that they are allowed to unwind those trades. It's kind of like if you have a bank account, a checking account, say, and the bank inadvertently makes a large deposit in your account. You don't get to keep that. All these transactions at your bank are all subject to review. And if there's some sort of a technical glitch where you were given something that you weren't supposed to have, they can take that money back. And if you spend it, you're going to be facing possible criminal charges. And I have to wonder if that's not going to be the same thing that happens on some of these trading platforms. Now, it's one thing if it's a flash crash, like we saw happen with Kraken the other day, where people were forced to sell their Bitcoin as a result of margin calls. And that drove the price down on that exchange. So those were legitimate buys and sells, we're being told. But something like this, where they're claiming that it was an actual a failure in the computer program, I really have to wonder if when those people signed on to that trading platform, if they didn't agree to have those kind of trades unwound. So I personally, if I would have bought those Bitcoin at that discounted price, I certainly wouldn't be selling them. I would be definitely talking to a lawyer about this, because you can get into some pretty, you don't want to put yourself in legal jeopardy here. It says, The exchange says, it's very understandable that a lot of users will feel upset they were able to buy what they thought an order was there for Bitcoin at a very low price, but unfortunately the underlying Bitcoins were never in possession of the exchange, so there's never really anything there to be bought or sold. Wow, that's scary. So apparently the trading platform's program was unstable enough that the market maker function wasn't working properly. It looks like to me, I don't know. I mean, like I said, not financial advice, but it looks like they're saying here that they were actually selling Bitcoin they didn't have. That's some scary stuff. Galba stressed that of all the exchange's customers, only 0.2% are unable to access their account as of February 23rd. Founded in 2019, PDEX is licensed to operate as an exchange by the Philippine Central Bank. Well, the one guy was talking about regulations. Apparently, there are regulations in the Philippines on these cryptocurrency trading platforms because if you have to have a license, and if you have to have a license, that tells me there's probably a lot of laws surrounding them. And in most of these countries, I'm thinking that they do have the rules there that trades can be unwound under certain circumstances. So this is something that I would really be taking a look at. The exchange's February 16th closure occurred during a pivotal moment in Bitcoin's history as its price soared above 50,000 for the first time. PDEX is not alone in its challenge of growing to meet the demand of its users, as Coinbase and Binance also suffered service outages this year. I think that's kind of a cheap shot, in my opinion. Coinbase, I've had personal experience with Coinbase, and I could never, ever see them doing something like this. Maybe I've missed something, but I'm not seeing Coinbase selling $50,000 Bitcoins for $6,000 and then saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't have those in stock." Binance, I know maybe has had some problems, but still, from everything I know about them, still pretty much above board. This seems to me like a pretty catastrophic failure here with PDEX, and I don't see the same thing happening with Coinbase or even Binance for that matter. The point is, when you get into these cryptocurrency exchanges, maybe not so much in the U.S., but especially these foreign countries, you have to read the fine print in the contract, because when you sign on and agree to use that trading platform, you are agreeing to their terms. So, like I said, it's kind of like, in my opinion at least, it's like if you have a checking account and the bank inadvertently drops an extra $20,000 in your account when your normal balance is maybe a couple hundred bucks. You don't get to spend that money. Okay, they have a chance to unwind that action. And I'm afraid these people who think that they capitalize on these $6,000 Bitcoin buys are going to find out that if this truly did happen because there was some sort of a error in computer coding, I hate to call it a glitch. I just, to me, it's just faulty computer programming. If that turns out to be the case, I could see these people being told to go pound sand and return to Bitcoin or go directly to jail. It's in the Philippines after all. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.